The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
What do you know about how to get beyond your mundane everyday thoughts? Do you understand how our thoughts create our reality in a real and practical way? Do you desire tools to help you live from another space, full of freedom and liberation from self-imposed limitation? You can create whatever it is you desire. Welcome to Create Your Best Life Ever with your host, Allison J.K. Get ready to receive clear information, tools, and healing presented by Allison and her guests to help you better know what else is possible.
Hi there. Welcome. Welcome to our last Friday in June. Thanks for tuning in. I'm really excited and want to give as much time as possible to our guest today so you guys can gain from his plethora of knowledge and wisdom. He's been on the show before. You guys know, my long-term listeners, that I usually don't repeat guests. Dane here of Access Consciousness is one of the only other ones. And this is George Lamoureux from Jing Herbs. And before we bring George on, in case you're coming in from one of the other groups like sound healing, or doesn't seem like, how does this relate to sound healing or Reiki or energy medicine? What we're talking about is subtle energy and working with the subtle energy within the human system, the mind-body-spirit system. And so those of you who are yoga practitioners and traditional Chinese medicine practitioners, you know about the meridians or the nadis that the invisible energy travels along. And it's not even invisible anymore. In my book, What If There's Nothing Wrong, which if you click on right above the radio show's icon, you can see the picture. It's a whole exploration of the subtle energies written in my last of my 10 years in Asia, where I studied and explored the subtle energies. And I went there as an energy medicine practitioner to help empower my own energy healing, and then studied the traditional Chinese medicine techniques of reflexology and acupuncture, not becoming formally certified in either, and intensively studying the herbalism and the Taoist practices for longevity and for how to move the invisible forces in the universe in our favor for vitality, stamina, robust health, and strength. And this show is coming to you today because George's knowledge, I had the honor of meeting him within my first few months back to the States. Now, next month it'll be 3 years, at David Wolf's Longevity Now conference that I was working in 2010. And George and his partner John were there from Jing Herbs. And George's knowledge, as I've already said, is vast. But alongside that is his integrity of the quality of the products to ensure that they have the most cultivated products based on the Taoist principles, the longevity principles, the tonic herbalism of the Taoism is the ancient Chinese culture. So we're going to the source of one of what I know to be the tombs of knowledge about how to work with subtle energy. And in my book, What If There's Nothing Wrong, I talk about how living over there for 10 years and dealing with my mom's brain tumor successfully, the doctors giving her 3 months to live, and me using energy healing and other support through herbs and nutritional support, moving the subtle energy in directions out of tumor in the brain and into health and vitality, I saw the contrast between working with subtle energy living in Asia and to our system that's based on the physical. And so this show today is dedicated, as my whole platform is, and as George's company is, into working with the body's subtle energy forces that we don't typically know of in America for how we can actually have pain-free living, how we can have arthritic-free living, how we can have tumor-free living, and beyond that, how we can thrive. So there's another suggestion I want to make too, and that's the new program I have started. I am doing weekly theta healing calls on Tuesday night, clearing of the blocks at the subconscious and unconscious level. Basically, it means clearing out any thoughts that are held that we're not aware of that function as a block to us having more of what we want in our lives, because only to 15% of our daily choices are based on what our conscious mind tells us. Everything else is subconscious and unconscious, and we're not even aware of it, and we're making choices based on that energy. So the more we clear out blocked energy or dense energy that we're not aware of, the more vital life force energy or chi we have at our disposal. That's totally connected to what we're talking about today. How do we have levels of vitality, robust stamina, and spirit with which to create the lives that we desire, particularly in the context of a busy, stress-inducing modern world where we have so much to take care of. So you can go to AllisonJK.com, go to group healing, and you'll see it there, and you can sign up there. It's at a 50% discount because I want to get this work out there because I want a lighter world. And on that note, let's bring George in, and you can feel his light, and we can lighten up even more with the understanding that this is all in our own power, because when we work with subtle energy, it's our own power. It's not depending on a doctor. It's not depending on an herbalist. It's not depending on an energy medicine healer or a holistic life coach like me. It's getting some information when needed, but we are in control of the movement in the amount of subtle energy available to us, and subtle energy is chi or life force. So with that, George, thank you for being here again. I'm so excited.
Yes, my pleasure to be here with you, Allison. And congratulations on your book, by the way.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, it's a vast accomplishment, apparently.
Yes, it is indeed.
So, George, what do you know about how, what we were talking about yesterday, how we can get a dryness when we go about life actively pursuing instead of allowing, in a sense, life to unfold the way that we do in America, the way that we produce?
Well, you know, basically, it all goes back to the kind of herbalism that we practice. It's called Three Treasures Herbalism. And you were mentioning one of the treasures, or maybe a couple of the treasures in your introduction. You were talking about qi, which is the second treasure. But there's one before that, which we call jing. Jing is life force. Jing is pure potential. Whatever transforms in your life is all dependent on Jing, and that includes like the reproductive system, that includes the spinal column, that includes the brain and its function, and the endocrine system. And if you think about it, since the endocrine system is part of the Jing essence, when you have all the glands of the endocrine system basically excreting their hormones,
right?
Okay, that's basically essence. That's the essence of the Jing essence system.
You want to
now?
Yeah.
The impact that, you know, you're talking about the stress that we have in our society today, and what happens is that becomes almost a 24-hour, you know, 24/7 kind of thing where people really get caught up in this loop, and those hormones, those stress hormones, are being secreted by the adrenals constantly, and you're always on this fight or flight, you know, level. And what's happening is you're literally using up your Jing essence, because stress draws. It's like an energy sucker. It just draws energy from your life force. And so many people, you know, are really affected by this. And when you're talking about that dryness, I mean, you think about all of these substances that the endocrine system has. These are like essences or fluids. Okay. And at some point, they can be basically reach a level of exhaustion. Like when you talk about, it's okay for somebody to be tired, but when you're talking about someone feeling exhausted in their lives, they've gotten to a point where the adrenals, for instance, they just cannot keep up with the production of their hormones any longer. So they almost collapse. And this is where people go into, you know, like chronic fatigue and those kind of syndromes that are so difficult to come back from once they've actually occurred. So you have to really pay attention to what you devote your energy to, number one. I mean, you know, a lot of the times, especially in our society, a lot of the time that people are in stressful situations is because they psychologically put themselves in those kind of situations. In other words,
yes,
you have to sort of make a decision about what you are going to invest your energy in. And you have to decide, okay, what is it about any particular situation that I have control over? And if you can control something, then you should do that. But if you don't have control over something, then it's really no sense in investing any of your energy into it whatsoever, because it's a waste of time and it's a waste of energy, and it's going to bring you down a path that you may not be able to come back from. So you have to be really good about that in deciding, okay, is this something that I really can do something about? Or is it something that I basically have to say, you know what? I have to let it go and invest in the kind of things that I really can do something about.
George, you have an understanding that is not common about essence. Your company's name is Jing Herbs for a reason, right?
The three, right.
You know, so can you talk about what essence is? And also, you said hormones are basically, when they're not in the fight or flight stress-inducing cycle, or stress-induced cycle, then they're secreting essence. Can you talk about it in that regard too, please?
Well, as I said before, I mean, the Jing, this is the first treasure that we talk about. This is something that's established in the human body basically at the time of conception. It's the determinant of your lifespan, of your constitution, of how vital you will be. And again, it's all about transformation. Jing is constantly that kind of energy, that really refined and concentrated energy is constantly being transformed into qi, which is that second treasure, okay? But in the function of what you were asking me about with the endocrine system and all of the hormones that they secrete, well, that's basically an outpouring of the Jing, or a manifestation of that Jing essence. Thought processes, the function of the mind,
good.
Is also a manifestation of that Jing essence. So it goes from the densest energy, which is the Jing, to the next dense energy, which is Qi. Okay, and that's about activity, and that's about function and fire and movement. And then the most refined energy is the mental or the spiritual, the thought, and that's called Shen. Okay, so you've got that transformation going on all the time, but it's not unidirectional. It happens the other way around. And when you're talking about disease states, and I'm not talking about all disease states, but most disease states have a spiritual or a Shen aspect to them. And the reason that that happens is, just as the energy can move from its most dense to its most refined, it can also move the other way around. So if you have a particular thought, and that particular thought is not beneficial, it's something that does not serve you well, okay? Well, that thought can actually become fixated. So right there, it creates some kind of a stagnation in the thought process. So there's lack of movement. And then it can also move down into the qi level. So it's starting to impact you on a physical level. And if it maintains, if you're not able to basically transform that or let it go, and this is what I was talking about making a decision about not investing your energy on things that you cannot do anything about. But if you constantly feed that, and it's something that doesn't serve you, and it's a negative thing, then it can really go, and it can go into the Jing level, which is total manifestation, which is on a physical level, it will manifest. And a lot of times, it manifests as disease states, which is which is unfortunate.
Okay, so George, fantastic explanation. Thank you, my dear. God bless your ability to do that, because you just took... Then this is why I wanted you to come on, right? When we were talking yesterday, and I said Bruce Lipton comes on in mid-July to talk about...
Right.
Yeah, the epigeneticist.
He's amazing.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the Chinese component that you have. And so what you just explained was how our thoughts become our reality into a disease state. We were talking about this last week too, y'all, right? But it wasn't mm-hmm. such an explanation, particularly yeah. from the Jing Qi, pardon me, from the Zhen Qi Jing. So, yeah. George, when yeah.
I just want to say one thing, though, Allison. When Bruce Lipton comes on, I want people to pay attention. Now, he's going to use a different vocabulary. He's going to be talking about epigenetics. But if you listen closely, you will be able to relate the three energetics of Jing Qi and Shen to what he's saying. He may not be saying it the same way, but we're really talking about the same thing.
Absolutely.
And that's fascinating.
It is, and that's why you're on, and that's why he's on, and that's why I have this show, Create Your Best Life Ever. What else is possible? Because it is, and that's what my whole book goes into. It's not even, to me, about belief anymore. Like, I'm still finding people out there, George, that are like, I don't believe in the mind-body connection. I don't believe my thought. I don't think that way, so how will energy healing work for me? And it's not even about belief anymore, because I see the energy healing going in and impacting the physical states. But the... point that I'm making is about the aspect that our thoughts become our reality, and it's being measured by science now. Bruce Lipton has some of that measurement. Candace mm-hmm. Pert has some of that measurement. And again, I go into that in my book, What Else? What If There's Nothing Wrong? But here, you're talking about something very specific. You're talking about the transference of a thought that gets fixated. And that's a meditative state that I've talked about before on a show with B. Alan Wallace, for example. All of my shows are dedicated to how do we create our lives with our thoughts. And we are doing it no matter what. So either we're creating disease states or health states if you break it down and oversimplify. Right. So, George, when I come in with energy healing and I'm working with the last client today, for example, I did holding patterns in her body because her shoulders and her neck are incredibly stiff and tight. Her traps are incredibly stiff and tight. The beliefs I worked on with her last year, I did a theta healing with her that made her fall to her knees on the floor. She's the only one who's ever done this because it was a release of the belief that she is meant to suffer. And so that burdening is held in the musculature of the shoulders. And so that's a trap or a stagnation in the body right there. So if I go in and treat the beliefs and release them and clear them with either theta healing and access consciousness or the energy healing on the chakra that contains that belief, like the throat, mm-hmm. or I go in and I physically treat that area and undo the body's holding patterns, am I interrupting that transference from Shen to Qi?
No, not necessarily. If you're working on the stagnation, and basically that's what that is, when you've got something where she's got really tight shoulders and, you know, she probably holds them where the top of her shoulders probably touch her ears.
Yep.
I mean, that's muscle tension that definitely has to, you know, be corrected. The energy flow in the body in classical Chinese medicine has very much to do with the liver energy. The liver being the organ that stores the blood, and blood and qi sort of move in tandem. They move together. So if you've got stagnation anywhere in the body, then you know, that will also relate to the liver. And sometimes actually working energetically on the liver also helps to free up that free flow of energy and help to relax the sinews and the muscles and that kind of thing. So you're not interfering with her process, but you're actually helping, I hope, to facilitate the process. So there does have to be whatever, you know, and I don't know what caused her to think that she needed to suffer. I mean, sometimes in our lives we make unconscious vows or promises or whatever it is. And I don't know for what reason that happens, but it just does. And beliefs are very, very difficult to let go of. A belief is a really, really, you know, deep-seated energy. And changing a belief system is really difficult. But if it, again, if it's something that does not serve you, you really do have to work through that. You really do have to process and transform that energy. Absolutely.
Okay, so a third of my energy healing, at least, if not a half of it, closer to a half, is focused on changing of beliefs. So if somebody comes, I won't go into an example. So what I said for the interfering is I meant to say I was intentionally desiring interfering between her thoughts becoming fixed, having already become fixated, interfering the stagnation. That's what I was attempting to dislodge and interfere with, was that fixation becoming stagnation.
Okay. Here's the thing, you know, and this is something that I learned from my teacher, Dr. Bernard Shannon, in medical Qigong. Okay. And when we walk into a treatment room with a client, okay, you are not the person. Oh, it's sort of like you have to step aside, and the energy that you are actually channeling, the energy that you are bringing in, is not your own.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it belongs to the heavens, it belongs to the universe, it belongs to the energy of the earth. Basically, you're a conduit.
Yes.
So, you know, that's what you're working with. So, and it, of course, you do have to have some intention in helping the person that came to see you, because that's what they're there for. But at the same time, what you have to trust is that the energy that you're working with is really not your own. And it's basically the divine energy. It's the healing energy of the universe that you're bringing in. And they're, you know, that's a great energy. You can't go wrong with it.
Yeah, and I'm not tripped up there. When I use the word I, in my what's not said is my first energy modality was, energy healing modality was Reiki. So, yeah. I'm clear about the channeling process of the heavenly energies, the cosmos. This is not me, but I'm acting as a conduit for re-engaging that person's body's innate wisdom to that. Yeah. So what I wanted to understand was, in the way that you're framing it, when you talk about the thoughts being the most subtle, which is fantastic because that's how I teach meditation class, subtle to gross consciousness, the Shen is the most subtle. And so as it becomes more dense and becomes Qi, it becomes that in a negative, let's just use negative positive dualistic terms for a moment. And it becomes a negative or not healthy pattern in the body that could lead to a disease state once the thought becomes fixated, and then the body holds it in the Qi form, the stagnation happens in the Qi.
Right. No, exactly. Let's just take, for instance, just a negative thought, any negative thought that you could. How is the body will automatically start to interpret that thought. Okay. And on a physiological level, again, the endocrine system, like in the case of stress, if you think of something that you perceive as a threat to your well-being, all right, and it's just, but it's not something that is threatening you externally, like it's not something like a rabid dog is not chasing you down the street. It's something that you have basically created, and it may or may not have validity in the actual world, but nevertheless, the thought is there.
Right.
Now, what happens is the brain will also send signals to the endocrine system that you have just been threatened. So it will go into its fight or flight. It will go into its protective mode. All right. And one of the things that happens during that response, especially during the fight or flight, is that because it draws so much energy to, and it has to be maintained, okay, it will start shutting down systems that it no longer considers appropriate to that situation. And one of the systems that it shuts down is the immune system. Okay?
Yep.
So you've got this energy that is does not serve you, that it's negative.
Excellent.
Okay?
Yep.
And your body is responding by shutting down these systems. And so if you continue to dwell on that and it becomes a chronic state, that's when it will start to gather. That's when you start feeding it and it'll start to gather more energy to it. And that's when it will start to, and the, you know, for instance, the with the immune system down, okay, there won't be the immune cells in the body that are supposed to be watching cells as they divide appropriately.
Right.
And if there are no guards and there are no sentries around, all of a sudden something that should have been taken care of will be missed. Okay?
Yep.
And then all of a sudden you have a cell that starts replicating out of control. And what is that? You know, that's a cancer cell.
Right.
But if the immune system had not been turned off by that whole situation, then that cell may or may not have been eliminated. Okay?
Brilliant. Thank you. God bless you. So what did he just explain, you guys? The process of how stress can tip the scales into cancer. He did not explain how a tumor develops with those languages, that languaging, but he did just explain how cancer develops. Is that correct, George?
Well, it's certainly one of the ways. I mean, you know, the other thing is, I don't deny science. I don't deny genetics. I certainly, you know, there's too much science behind all of these things. But here's the thing. And if you talk about genetics, even, you know, flipping those genes, again, that will cause disease states that you may be genetically predisposed to. Well, I certainly believe that if you keep the energy in your body in a free-flowing state, and if you don't have this negative kind of thought processes going on all the time, and your immune system is really strong, and you have a good lifestyle, I mean, certainly, you know, the lifestyle choices come into all of these things, but you won't create the situation where your genetic predisposition will actually manifest. Okay? You will actually suppress it. It won't happen. So that's sort of how I view that.
That's exactly what I just said to my last client today. I view it the same way. So, George, my dear, let's go ahead and talk, because your understanding of Jing is, in essence, is so beautiful and precise and clear. It reminds me like of a tuning fork. Let's use that, and you guys only just got a whiff of it. You can go back to the first 3 months of my show. I think in May of 2012, there was the first show that George was on, and he really goes into talking about the Jing and the Qi a lot, and Shen a bit. Let's talk about Shen, because if you have some really great awareness of even some of your, and that's what goes into your products, that helps people cultivate that more subtle energy. So if I'm a yoga practitioner and I'm a meditator and I work with my consciousness and my subtle energy, or I get energy healings weekly, or I get Barre's treatments from Access Consciousness weekly, and I'm cultivating my thoughts to be positive and therefore flowing and not fixated, what do you know about the way Shen flows and what you guys have created at Jing Herbs that can help people have even more of that freedom?
Well, you know, this is actually, even though we may address physical situations and we address the other treasures. Shen is the ultimate.
Yeah.
You know, the spirit, the connection to the divine, the connection to compassion, our humanity, that's all about Shen. Our actual, you know, the Chinese call it the zhi, the destiny, how we will actually progress and manifest as human beings in the world, that's all about the Shen, and that the spirit. That's absolutely the most important, because it does address our humanity so much. And one of the things that, you know, like we have certain, you know, herbs, and you were talking about people's healing using their own energy. But, you know, one of the things that I certainly believe in, and I know you do too, is that there are certain things that you can take on a physical level that will basically promote and alter both Jing, Qi, and Shen, all three of those it can affect. And like reishi mushroom, for instance.
Woo-hoo, reishi!
Right? Reishi, this is almost the first herb that I was ever introduced to, and it had such a profound, amazing effect on what I was going through in my own life at the time. And it's the reason why I'm actually doing what I do today, was because of what I experienced with that herb. And I mean, reishi is basically one of the medicinal mushrooms, so it certainly has its activity on the qi and the jing level.
It's considered the queen. But, isn't it the queen of medicinal mushrooms? That's how I know it to be.
I think it's actually the mushroom of immortality and good fortune. I think sometimes it is called the queen, possibly. But the reason that tonic herbalists love this herb so much is because it is a supreme Shen tonic. It definitely has an incredibly calming and centering energy to it.
Indeed.
Like the meridians, I mean, it enters the heart meridian, which is all about Shen. That's, you know, in classical Chinese medicine, the Shen resides in the heart. Not the physical heart, of course, but what we know as the heart and its manifestation in our world.
And this would be the heart chakra, you guys. Those of you who do chakra speak, this would be the heart chakra.
Yeah, exactly. And this herb has an incredible transformational energy to it, where it can actually take those negative energetic clusters and it can just break them apart. Like for me personally, if you know, getting personal, I was someone who had, you know, I was one of those type A personalities, but I had the most incredible temper.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. You were type A with a bad temper?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. When I was a crude oil trader in New York, I was definitely a different person altogether.
Oh, my God.
And this is the herb that I basically, you know, it changed me totally. It did that transformation in me. So it was the reason why I started studying herbalism, because this is just one of however many other herbs that there are in our pharmacopoeia that have that kind of energy to them that they can really transform. And yeah, that's amazing.
Okay, so I know for me, when I first met you and I started with your reishi, and I will not, just for the listening audience, purchase any Chinese herbs from anybody else other than Jing, just of George and John, because of the absolute integrity demanded of the ingredients and their products. And the formulas they put together with such the wisdom for the synergy, the way that they combine to be more potent, it's brilliant. So when I first met George and I was talking to him, my heart was hurting because I had just lost my mother. I had just left Taiwan, living there for 10 years.
and felt disconnected from my people. My people were all over the planet at this point, and I had a relationship fall apart, and my heart was just empty, and it hurt. And he suggested Reishi, and I knew my heart was empty, and I knew I needed to fill it with that nurturing kind of quality that a mother does, that motherly love does. And so I used Reishi to help with that, and it absolutely filled it up. And I am now, yesterday I called George and talked with him about a different situation. So I'm going to get personal as well to help anybody else out there who can receive help from this. My book, What If There's Nothing Wrong, got released in January. I have been engaged in a publicity campaign, which I've never been engaged in before. I'm paying thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for the campaign, out there marketing the book, having somebody else present it to the media, doing media interviews, and doing workshops, traveling to do them, and launching myself into communities where I don't know anybody and giving workshops. And that's all good because I've done that before, launching myself into places people don't know me. But marketing a book, it's such a fiercely competitive market, and there's so much to the media, and I came back from this trip dry. And so instead of taking the Reishi, because my heart's in a different place now, you know, I've really built my community up here and have actively worked to keep in touch with the people who I love. And so my heart's been nurtured in the Reishi's help. I couldn't imagine without having done it without it. Now, George recommended yesterday what? Instead of the Reishi, what did you recommend, George?
Actually, the Peaceful Spirit.
Why?
Well, which Reishi is the major ingredient in that formula. But there are other herbs in there, like asparagus, for instance. Okay, asparagus is a yin tonic, so it nourishes. You remember when you mentioned, you said I'm dry,
yeah.
And now I know you were talking on sort of like an emotional level and
yep.
and that kind of level, but
yep.
at the same time, asparagus is a yin tonic, and that's about the cooling and the moistening. Right, but the other thing that it does is this herb, they say if you take this herb for 100 days, it puts wings on the heart. So it makes your spirit soar. But on a physical level, it is a yin tonic. So dryness may be energetic, but it may be on the physical level too. So it's manifesting, okay? And and so that's one of the reasons why I recommended that to you. There are other herbs in that formula, by the way, that are really good, like polygala, which actually connects the heart to the kidney. That's a very, very important energetic connection.
Why?
It's connecting the jing,
okay,
which is the kidney energy, and the heart. So it's allowing the Shen to basically root. You always want to root things down there.
So it's
okay?
Like the heart chakra to the root chakra.
Exactly. Exactly. So that the Shen doesn't almost like float away. You know, people
yes.
who get very flighty and like up in the clouds.
Oh my God.
Right? I mean, the spirit definitely needs to soar. But at the same time, it always needs a root. It always needs a foundation from which to expand. So that's one of the herbs in that formula that actually strengthens that connection. So that's basically why I recommended that to you. Not just the Reishi alone, but those other herbs really have those kind of qualities to them.
You're funny, George, because I have been talking about, and you guys can call George and get a consult with him prior to buying the herbs. Is that correct still, George?
You may not get me, but you can definitely call. There's a toll-free number, 877-679-5464. You can speak to any of the herbalists here, absolutely. And, you know, the other thing that they can do, Allison, is if you go to the website, there's a three treasures analysis called the optimum health analysis, And there's a three treasure analysis that they can actually take, and it's free. You don't charge for it. So they can sort of gauge where they are according to the three treasures, system. And that will give them some recommendations on where to start.
Excellent. George, last time we were on, we gave some kind of discount to people if they were going to go and buy from you guys from the show. Do you want to do the same thing this time, have them enter a code?
Yes, I can do that. Just so you know, it will probably, let's see.
Sorry to catch you.
It'll probably be up on Monday, okay? So on Monday, the 1st of July.
Okay.
If you put in Allison, that's your first name, Alison, 15, all right? In the code, there's a little place where you can put a promotion code or a discount code, okay? So they'll get a 15% discount on anything that they purchase.
George, thank you for your generosity with that. I want to go back to Peaceful Spirit because, my dear, you're saying something about grounding the heart energy. And I have been working in the energy medicine world, in the Reiki world, in the energy healing world, and the yoga world. We're talking so much, especially myself nowadays, on grounding in the root chakra. That people's, I think a lot of it is the spiritual awakening we just went through, that December 21st alignment. People are just so out of their bodies. They're so floaty and flighty. And so I've been working so much on the root chakra with people and the tailbone and perineum area during sessions.
Right.
So you're saying, should they be taking Peaceful Spirit, should they just use that one herb on its own? I mean, usually it's synergistically with your formulas.
You can do Peaceful Spirit would be a very good one to do if you want to strengthen that connection, because as I said before, that herb Polygala is known for strengthening that heart kidney connection.
Right.
The other way to do that, there are several ways when you're talking about, and when you're talking about the Shen residing in the heart, another way to do that is like a formula like ginseng and longan, which is another classic formula. It's known as a really good digestive formula, but one of the other things that it's really good for is actually the production of blood. It enriches and enhances the production of blood. And again, in classical Chinese medicine, the Shen can basically be housed or remain in the heart if there's a sufficient amount of blood nourishing the heart. So there's that kind of connection too between the blood and the Shen. Okay, so what you want to do is build the blood, which will nourish the heart, which will allow the Shen or the spirit to be peaceful. A lot of people who have insomnia, who have a hard time falling asleep, not staying asleep, but usually falling asleep, that's usually a sign to us that there is that kind of a blood issue where the heart blood is not being nourished properly.
Excellent information there. Thank you.
And that can really do that. So again, that can ground the heart in that yin.
Excellent. And what product is that if they go onto your website and want to get
it? That's actually called ginseng and longan.
Okay.
That's one of the classic formulas. And the herb, the Chinese acupuncturists know that as guipitang. That's a classic formula. It's been used for thousands of years.
What's the Chinese name again?
Guipitang. G-U-I-P-I-T-A-N-G. That's what that's based on.
Yeah. Little capsules. Okay. So the dryness that I was talking out, see you guys, isn't he amazing? Such different wisdom, such different knowledge base. So if when we were talking about the dryness before, from prolonged stress, it wasn't so much as I had gotten to a physical dryness yet. Yes, it was more at the emotional and energetic level. I tend to catch my stuff there in its beginning stages. But if a person has had exposure to prolonged stress and it has started to manifest physically, what are some of the symptoms once they've already had the hormonal reaction going into the fight or flight for a while? What are they going to be seeing? And then what are some of the remedies you guys carry that can help them?
Well, here's one of the first things. What you want to try to do is, if you become aware of that kind of a situation where you know you're going down that hole, okay, one of the first things that you want to do is you want to try to stop the stress response, number one.
Excellent.
One of the formulas that is brilliant at doing that is Bupleurum and Dragon Bone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that formula is amazing. And remember, I was talking about the liver. The liver is an organ that is impacted and affected very much by strong emotions, especially like anger, frustration, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And if the liver energy becomes stagnant, all right, you will start to feel uneasy in your own body because the energy and the blood are not going to be flowing patently or smoothly. There's going to be interruption there.
So can you say that again? I'm sorry, George. It's just really important, please. If the liver energy becomes stagnant, then we're going to feel restless in our bodies?
You're going to start to feel uneasy in your own skin almost because there's going to be a certain amount of tension because if the energy and the blood are not flowing appropriately in the body, the tissues are not being nourished appropriately either. So there's going to be a certain amount of tightness that you're going to start feeling, and people start to feel uncomfortable in their own skin. So the Bupleurum and Dragon Bone, the main herb in that formula, which is Bupleurum, is known for coursing the liver energy. So it sort of like releases it and frees it up. And when that happens, and with the other herbs that are sort of grounding and anchoring, that will sort of interrupt that hormonal stress response that's happening, and it'll ground you again. It'll bring you out of that spiral.
Okay, George, I find it really important to communicate this because a lot of people, not necessarily the listeners, but my listeners vary from totally steeped in the practices that we're talking about to just beginning to just even wanting to know more. And so some people don't understand yet how what's going on in our body's systems, physical systems, is affected by our thoughts and feelings. And so what you just did was you gave a pure example of it. And vice versa, too. If we are feeling uncomfortable or tense in our own skin, it's related back to the liver being impacted by the anger, the frustration, or the stress response,
right,
which gets fueled by stress in our lives, which is what is our thoughts perceiving, labeling, and concluding this thing is stressful, whereas like Sally could have the same thing in her life and she could say, this isn't stressful. This actually turns me on and juices me up. So it's the perception of stress that then locks the body in the stress response that then dries the liver up to a way that the liver energy becomes stagnant. And then a person doesn't have the blood and the chi or the energy or the life force flowing throughout their muscles and sinews. So they start to feel tight in their own skin. That means tense, uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And you'll see that in the pulses. It will show up as the classic guitar string pulse. The liver pulse will feel like a guitar string under your finger.
Tight.
And that's the tension of the liver showing up in the pulses. That's
okay.
Just, you know.
So for you and I and many listeners, this is no big deal. We understand this kind of interconnectivity and interrelationship between our thoughts, our emotions, and our body's level of ease and comfort, vitality, disease or not. What's another example of what the body does in response to it, like the kidneys and fear? You want to talk about that cycle?
Well, in a fearful situation, what happens is the energy is more of a descending energy. Okay. So in fear is, you know, the most striking example is when someone is afraid enough, they wet themselves, they pee their pants. Okay. And that's basically the kidney energy, like descending really quickly. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different with those kind of things. They tend to resolve more easily than the constant chronic stress that people go to. But if you live in a fearful state, certainly what you want to do is you want to basically bolster the jing, because that is definitely affecting your kidney energy. So that's when you would want to take herbs that actually support the jing and support the kidneys. Like, well, the ones, you know, like restore the yin or restore the yang or restore the jing. We have those formulas that are really good for supporting the kidney essence. I mean, in general, most people over the age of 25 can really benefit from doing jing tonics, because it's, you know, that kind of energy is used up literally just by living, just by what goes on a day-to-day basis in supporting your whole bodily functions. That kind of energy is depleted on a day-to-day basis. So that kind of thing you can do in general to just maintain optimum health. That doesn't have to be like an immediate or an emergency situation to do those kind of things. And as a matter of fact, I mean, our whole protocol is basically being proactive.
Yep.
So, you know, you want to protect, nourish, and balance the three treasures. We'd rather do that rather than having to try to address disease states or try to address imbalances that happened because you didn't do that.
So let's talk about that, George, because that's also where you're another powerhouse of knowledge. And if you think yesterday what I ordered from you was a super athlete's kit, and all of that is all jing tonic, yeah?
So it does have some, but the super athlete's kit is really for elite athletes, and there's a lot of chi, there's a lot of energetics in those formulas. You know, you've got the ginsengs and the cordyceps and astragalus, and you know, you've got all of those herbs that really, you know, boost the chi on a day-to-day basis. That's what the super athlete's kit is more about. I mean, the thing about it is, even like most people don't understand about taking ginseng, for instance, okay?
Okay.
Ginseng is a formula that most people know of as an energy tonic, but they don't really understand how it works in the body. It's not like a 5-hour shot, you know, that kind of stuff where you get amped up and kind of thing. The way that ginseng works in the body is that it actually tonifies the two organ systems, the lung and the digestive system, or the lung and the stomach, okay, that are in charge of the production of energy in the body. So the combination of the food that you eat and the air that you breathe, those two systems working together are going to create energy in the body. And that's how ginseng works. So a lot of people have a phobia about taking ginseng because they think that it's going to be like like drinking a cup of coffee, where they're going to be jacked up on caffeine.
Right.
It has nothing to do with that whatsoever. It's actually working on the organ systems that will promote energy in the body.
But George, that comes from our Western system of treating things all at the physical level and not understanding things below the surface at the more subtle energy levels, really. I mean, it comes from our medical system, I feel like. So the super athletes kit's more based on chi, like the cordyceps is, because I love what you guys provide, and I love that you now have those total athlete and super athlete kits, because I've been using the total athlete
formula itself alone now for years, because it, I love that you guys provide a crossover from me not using artificially flavored, processed, caffeine dominated products for athletic performance, but instead you're giving me in my formula for athletic performance stuff that's going to help my jing and my qi. It's so, so longevity has helped. Yeah.
No, exactly. I mean, with the Total Athlete formula, I mean, you do have those herbs in there that are going to boost your stamina and endurance. So for working out, that's really appropriate. And you can basically take those formulas about, you know, a half hour before you actually start working out. But the one of the other things about the Total Athlete formula is we also put herbs in that formula that are restorative.
Yes.
So it's going to help repair, you know, the tissue. After you break it down doing your exercise, you need the stuff that's going to, you know, rebuild all of it again. And we've added herbs in that formula that, that help do that. It helps in the recovery phase as well as the active phase too.
That's what I love about it. I mean, like just my knees, my tissues, I've noticed that in my time of going naked without any of my supplements in the last couple of weeks since I have been on the road and off the road, just to let my body come out of being used to the products that I was on, I've noticed my recovery, his time after my workouts is definitely different off the Total Athlete.
Yeah,
it's, but I'm so, like, even my dad came to me and he was talking about using stamina enhancing products. And I was like, Dad, why don't we do something that can also induce longevity? So that's something else. Like, people who are on the low blood pressure or the blood pressure lowering medication and who have side effects from that, like men in particular, you guys have a great bunch of sexual potency products.
Oh, well, yes. I mean, there are a lot of, you know, herbs that historically have been used to basically boost the procreative energy. That's, but that's, again, that's connected to kidney jing. That's, that's procreative energy too. And they're, you know, they're very safe. Like Hoshuwu is one of them, or Epimidium, and, you know, those kind of herbs are really good for boosting that energy. The thing about it is, look, anybody who's on Western meds, okay, you always, as a caution, herbs have, you know, biologically active ingredients in them, okay? If you are on a Western med, you really have to make sure that the herb is not, most of the time what happens in drug-herb interactions is it's not that the herbs are going to make or are going to interfere with the meds. Most of the time what happens is they basically will enhance the function of the medication. So, you know, you just have to be careful.
Yeah, and George, I thank you for that that warning. In the we're looking for synergy, and we're looking for health and longevity, not just in the moment. So if you guys want to learn more, feel free to listen to this over again, jingherbs.com. The link is on the show's page. Thank you so much, George. Many blessings to you for being you on this planet. Thank you.
All right. Be well, Allison.
You be well yourself, sir. Have a great night.
Take care.
Take care of yourself. Bye. Great weekend, y'all.
Thank you again for tuning in to Create Your Best Life Ever, featuring Allison J.K. Please join us again next Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Now, enjoy your weekend and start making positive changes today.